Hi everyone, we will be continuing our Symphony Daily Devotions today by reading 1 John 3. It is a relatively long passage, so I will give you a moment to turn to the passage in your Bible or open up your Bible app on your phone. 1 John 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as He is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God, and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. And by this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if a heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Now, in this passage, the Apostle John talks about what it means for believers to be children of God. And as we read today's chapter, we see that there are two ways that we are to do this. The first is that as God's children, we have to live lives of holiness. If we are to live out our identities as children of God, we ought to mirror God's nature and do as God our Father in heaven does. Verse 2 highlights a future reality when our likeness will perfectly mirror God's. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. This foreshadows that at the return of Jesus, we will be transformed perfectly into his likeness. And other passages in Scripture point to this amazing future glory when we will witness Jesus' holiness face to face. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about how right now we see a mirror dimly, but then face to face. And Revelation 22 says that they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. We will no longer be in darkness, shrouded in our old nature, because Jesus' glory will shine completely upon us on that day. However, we are not there yet. We're stuck between the space of the already, but not yet, where we experience Jesus' victory at the cross, but we, along with all of creation, are still affected by sin. And so John urges the believers in verse 3 to set themselves apart. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. The children of God are to set themselves apart in holiness because he is holy. Now, what is the point for us to practice righteousness and holiness? It sounds like something we are required to do out of obligation. And to a certain extent, that is true. But I think it is important for us to remember that we have been born again into God's family through Jesus. His grace has done this for us out of love. And so, as a response to God's love, and really, if we truly understand what God has done for us, our desire should be to honor God by following him and living lives that display his transformative work in us. This is what verses 9 through 10 say. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evidence who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. When we live lives of holiness, it declares to the world who we belong to, that as God's children, we mirror his nature. Now, the second way we live out our identities as God's children is to love one another. The reason we are to do this is found at the beginning of 1 John 3. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. We know the love of Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the family of God. He gave his life for us so that we may be part of his family. Because Jesus has set the perfect example for us, we ought to display the same kind of sacrificial love to one another. Now, I'm not sure if this is easy or hard for you to do. I know for myself, sometimes it's easy to do, especially if it is, one, someone I'm good friends with, and two, it won't be too inconvenient for me or require too much effort on my part. But there are other times where it might not be convenient for me, or it might not be someone I know very well, and I may be less willing to help out a fellow brother or sister in Christ. But the Apostle John says that if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? It is a high call, but as children of God, we are to show one another love. And we do this practically by opening our hearts and doing whatever it takes to help. And this becomes an amazing testimony to those outside of the family of God. Jesus said in John's gospel account that by this, all people will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. How might God be challenging us to live as his children? Maybe he is asking us to be ruthless in dealing with our sin struggles so that we can be holy as he is holy. And that might mean that you need to find a few trusted brothers or sisters in Christ to be accountable to and confess your struggles to one another regularly. Or maybe God is calling you to go out of your way to help out a brother or sister you don't really know very well, even if it is a little inconvenient for you. But whatever it is that God might be saying to you, let us remember that in listening and obeying him, we become more and more like him. We desire to be holy as he is holy, and we love as he loves. And in doing this, we actually become a testimony of Jesus' love and transforming work to those who do not yet know him. So let's be challenged to embrace our identity as children of God. And with that, let me pray for us. God, we thank you for how you displayed your love for us by sending your son Jesus to lay down his life for us. Your sacrificial love brought us into your family and showed us how to display that love to one another. I pray that we'll put our faith into practice, as John says, to not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Help us to honor you with our lives and to display love to the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.